In church, we are grateful for your presence among us, all of you who are here in person, and those of you who are joining us online. For those of you who are here in person, when you are not able to be with us in person, we have the option of live streaming our worship service. For the longest time, we were doing it both on Facebook Live and on our YouTube channel. We are no longer able to do it on Facebook Live, only on our YouTube channel. So in this month's newsletter, there are instructions on how to pull that up, how to subscribe to our YouTube channel. But I just want to offer, if any of you need help figuring that out, please call and ask. I can walk you through it. I can swing by your house and show you how to do it. But it is an option if you want to watch our services online, if you can't be here in person. Today is the first Sunday of October. We do our basket offerings on the first and third Sundays of the month. The basket offering this month is going to the scholarship fund. We have the new Word in Season devotionals out, both in large print and the regular copies. They're at both entrances. So if you haven't gotten one already, please grab one on your way out this afternoon. Also, the holly leaf was emailed this week, but if you want a hard copy, there are hard copies available at both entrances as well. We've got quite a few things going on this week. Tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, here in the fellowship hall is the cemetery committee meeting. At the same time at the office complex is a recreation committee meeting. We've got finance on Wednesday. We have switched Bible study to meeting twice a month. Meeting every week was just really hard for people's schedules. So we've decided that we're going to meet on the first and third Thursdays of each month. It's at the office complex, and we'd love for you to join us. It's 7 to 8, the first and third Thursdays. Next Sunday is a really exciting Sunday. Maddie Everhart is going to be baptized just a couple of days short of her first birthday, and we are so excited to welcome her into the family of God. We have a grief group that has started this fall. It's going to meet every Monday in October from 4:30 to 6 here in the fellowship hall, and we've decided that tomorrow, as we are getting to know each other, that tomorrow we're just going to get together and play games and build some relationships, and I think we're going to order some pizza and have dinner together. So if you have lost a loved one, if you are struggling with some grief, please feel free to join us. Tomorrow it'll be for fellowship to get to know each other a little bit, and then we will work on our support group in the coming weeks. I think most of you know already, but Paul Conrad was rushed to High Point Hospital last night. He is very sick with COVID, and Carolina has it as well. She's quite sick too. So please hold them in your prayers. I think last but not least, we have our birthdays and anniversaries. This week, Bobby Clodfelter has a birthday, and Brandon and Samantha Everhart have their wedding anniversary. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Please stand. And as a word of announcement, for the gathering hymn, we're just going to sing verses 1-4. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who is eager to forgive and who loves us beyond our days. Amen. Dear friends, let us together acknowledge our failure to love this world as Jesus does. God of mercy and forgiveness, we confess that sin still has a hold on us. We have harmed your good creation. We have failed to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Turn us in a new direction. Show us the path that leads to life. Be our refuge and strength on the journey. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and friend. Amen. Beloved of God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven and you are made whole. God points the way to new life in Christ, who meets us on the road. Journey now in God's abiding love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. us pray. Merciful God, when we are empty, fill us. When we are weak in faith, strengthen us. When we are cold in love, warm us, that with fervor we may love our neighbors and serve them for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The psalm for today is Psalm 37. Do not be provoked by evildoers, for they shall soon wither like the grass. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Take delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord.
See what God will do.
The Lord will make your vindication as clear as the light. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently.
Do not be provoked by the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes.
Refrain from anger, leave rage alone.
Do not be provoked, it leads only to evil.
For evildoers shall be cut off,
but those who hope in the Lord shall.
The New Testament lesson is from 2 Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day, recalling your tears, I long to see so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed then of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to our own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it is now being revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Jesus Christ. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hey, buddy. I'm going to be sad when you get older and stop coming up here. You won't? Okay. Let me come a little bit closer. Maddie, can I hold you? Get you a little bit used to me holding you for next Sunday? Because you're going to be baptized? Yeah. Well, you know, every Sunday I usually have prepared two children's sermons because I don't know if little ones are going to come up or older ones are going to come up. And sometimes it wouldn't be helpful if I was going to say something to a fourth or fifth grader. It wouldn't necessarily be helpful to a little one, would it? But as I was looking out and I saw that it was going to be the two of you today, my heart was filled with a lot of gratitude. And the sermon that I'm about to preach, I'm going to preach on the lesson that we just heard Tony read from Timothy. And in Timothy, the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy. And the first part that we read today, Paul is writing with words of thanksgiving for Timothy and for his faith and the relationship that they share. And then Paul writes words of encouragement. But I want to talk maybe a little bit about my gratefulness for you guys. So for many, many years, I thought that when I grew up, I would be a mom. I had it all planned out in my brain, how many kids I wanted and how old I was going to be when they were born. And that just hasn't happened for me. And as I get older, there's some sadness about that. But a few years ago when I was babysitting, one of the little boys was, we were playing Legos, and he said, "Miss Anna, did you play Legos when you were a little girl?" And I said, "No, I didn't really play Legos, but I loved to play baby dolls. I had a Cabbage Patch doll named Taylor, who was my baby." And he said, "Why did you like to play baby dolls so much?" And I said, "I don't know, maybe I always just dreamed of being a mom, and that was even part of me dreaming when I was a little girl." And he said, "Well, do you have any kids of your own?" And I said, "I don't." And he said, "Well, maybe that's a good thing, because God has given you so many kids in your life that you get to love so, so many kids." And so when I looked out and I saw the two of you this morning, I was filled with a lot of gratitude in my heart that God has given me the two of you to love, that I get to be your pastor, and I get to be the one who helps teach you about God and how much God loves you and how much God will always love you and how much grace God has for you and about how much we here at Holly Grove as God's family love you and that we're always going to be here for you and help take care of you and support you and pray for you. And so even though I don't have the gift of having children of my own, God has given me the gift of you and the gift of getting to be your pastor. And it is a gift that I am so grateful for. I don't have words, but I do have tears pooling in my eyes of gratitude. So maybe I can pray a prayer of thankfulness for us. Okay. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for the children you have given us. both in our families and in the family of God. Help us to love them well, to support them, to encourage them, and to pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. I love you both very much. She is so cute. There we go. So, as I was studying this week, I had an idea. I was so touched by the words that Paul wrote to Timothy in our New Testament lesson that I decided I wanted to try to take Paul's words and write a letter to you like Paul wrote to Timothy. So it's based on the structure and on some of the words of that first chapter in 1 Timothy, but this is my letter to you. I, Anna Elizabeth, child of God and pastor, called and ordained of the Church of Christ, set apart to teach and preach the limitless love, grace, and mercy of God through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. To all God's beloved at Holly Grove Lutheran Church, who are all members of the Communion of Saints, who are my beloved, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Mother and Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am grateful to God who rescued and healed me from all I endured for the sake of the gospel, so that I might be sent to you. On September 30th, 2020, 2 years ago, I learned of the news assigned to the North Carolina Synod because the bishop and the members of the bishop's staff believed that I would be a good fit to be your next pastor. They sensed the Spirit telling them that my gifts were what Holly Grove needed for the next season of being Christ's church in the world. On that September day, I began to see glimpses of a future that God had long been preparing for me and for you, for us to live life together. Since that day, as our lives have been woven together by the Spirit of God, I have not ceased in praying for you, day and night. You, my beloved flock, you are the gift that I waited so long for and worked so hard for. You are the answer to countless prayers, and I thank God for you. Each of you are a gift to me. The Communion of Saints is powerful in this place, and the faithful heritage of this church is strong. The faith of the women and men of this family of faith have shaped and formed you in your faith, both as a church and as disciples. Their faith and their witness is not and cannot be forgotten. And now, as you live their legacy and as you live lives as faithful disciples, this cloud of witnesses continues to surround you and cheer you on. So, beloved, listen to their cheers and take them to heart, because the race that we are running is long and it's hard. So many of us are weary. In this particular place, we have lost so many loved ones in the past year and a half alone. And although we do not grieve as those without hope, because we know that Jesus has defeated death, our hearts ache because they are no longer with us in person. And so many of us and our loved ones have endured struggles and challenges. And let's face it, the world around us can make us feel discouraged in a way that is so heavy, it feels like it weighs us down. So quiet yourselves, brothers and sisters, to hear the cheers of the communion of saints that surround you, so that you can take their cheering you on to heart. They know how difficult life can be, and they have now won their rest in the church triumphant. It is there that they surround us. It is there that they cheer us on. They cheer us on to lay down everything that hinders us and to keep running the race with hope and endurance. They remind us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who became human and knows every struggle and every pain and every human experience that we have gone through, are going through, and will go through. Jesus endured pain and suffering beyond what we can even comprehend, and yet he was so faithful and obedient to God, to bringing God's kingdom here on earth, that he was killed by the religious authorities of his day. Jesus defeated death and sin and all evil, and he is now seated at the right hand of God, and he will come again. But until that day, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who ran the race that is before us and prepared the way for us so that we can run it faithfully with hope and endurance. Sisters and brothers, remember your baptism and remember it often. Because when you were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you were adopted into God's family. The God of the universe and the galaxies and all the stars too numerous to count made you God's beloved child. And when you were adopted into God's family, into the communion of saints, you received salvation. You received the gift of the forgiveness of sins, and you received your eternal life, which began that day and you have been living in ever since. When you were baptized, you were filled with the Holy Spirit, who will never, ever leave you. And you were anointed with oil, as the sign of the cross was marked on your forehead, which set you apart to live as God's faithful people in the world and for the sake of the world that God so loves. When you were baptized, you received the gift of salvation, which was not based on your works. It was based entirely and completely on God's love for you. Nothing, no thing can ever separate you from God's love. Nothing, no thing can ever, ever undo your baptism. Nothing, no thing can ever undo your adoption as God's beloved children. Because God loves you as a parent with a love that cannot be contained, with a love that words cannot even begin to express. Nothing, no thing can change God's love for you. Brothers and sisters, when you were baptized and sealed with the Holy Spirit as the sign of the cross was marked on your forehead, the pastor also laid hands on you and prayed for you and gave you the calling to let your light so shine so that others may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Rekindle this gift of God that is within you. through the laying on of my hands. God did not give us a spirit of fear or of cowardice, but a spirit of power and love. You are forever God's child. You are forever sealed with the Holy Spirit. You are forever marked with the sign of the cross. And you are still anointed, set apart to bear God's redeeming and creative love to all the world. Most of you, when you were baptized, you probably don't remember it. You might have a few pictures, but I'm not sure how many of you have ever had hands laid on you and have had someone pray for you. So just like Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy about the laying on of hands, I'm going to come stand at the font with my anointing oil. And if you'd like me to lay hands on you and pray for you and mark you with the sign of the cross to remember your baptism, come. Joe, child of God, you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day,
as scattered grains of wheat are gathered together into one bread, so let us gather our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of God's good creation. We pray for your holy church in every place and for those who serve following the example of Christ. Help them to live by faith and walk by the light of your gospel. God of grace, hear our prayer. For parts of the world ravaged by natural disaster, especially Pakistan, and all places affected by Hurricane Ian, relieve those affected by floods, wildfires, droughts, earthquakes, tornadoes, and hurricanes. God of grace, hear our prayer. For every nation and for those entrusted with authority, grant our leaders self-discipline in all things and inspire them with love for your people. God of grace,
hear our prayers.
For the victims of violence, abuse, and neglect, heal those who have been harmed and protect those who are vulnerable. For all who are sick, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Latifa, Carrie, the family of Joe Hedrick, Boyd, Chip, Mike, Scott, Paul and Carolina, Neil, Jonathan, our friends and families listed in the bulletin, and those we name now aloud on your lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace,
hear.
For this and every congregation, rekindle your gifts within your people and inspire councils, committees, and individuals to plan and work together that all may know your love. God of grace,
hear.
We give you thanks that you have abolished death and for the saints who have died. Bring us all to eternal life with you. God of grace,
gathered together in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, gracious God, we offer these and all our prayers to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in your great love, you richly provide for our needs. Make these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need, through Jesus Christ, who sets the table for all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus, and let the church say amen. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of freedom, and let the church say amen. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For those of you who are gluten-free, this bread is gluten-free, so you may partake of bread this Sunday. Christ invites you to this table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundant table, you have refreshed us in this meal with bread for the journey. Give us your grace on the road that we may serve our neighbors with joy for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let's say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship in Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, love your neighbor.
Thanks be to God.